Já zkouším, svůj mikrofon funguje. Bezvadný. Děkuji, paní profesorko, za vaše úvodní slovo a za komplexní zhodnocení toho, co se momentálně děje na půdě poslanecké sněmovny či v úřadu vlády. A nyní je mou milou povinností vyzvat naši zahraniční hostku, Tenu Šimonović-Einwalter, zástupkyni chorvatské ombudsmanky a zároveň předsedkyni Equinetu Evropského sdružení orgánu pro rané zacházení. Tena, the floor is yours.
Dobrý den. Hello, everybody. Madam Vice President of Senate, Madam Commissioner, Madam Ombudswoman, Your Excellencies, dear colleagues, national, international experts, dear friends. First, let me give you a very short introduction of Equinet, which is what I'm representing here today. Equinet is a European network of equality bodies. We bring together 49 institutions, public, independent institutions, defenders of rights, ombudsmen, commissioners from 36 countries. Now, there's a lot of diversity between us. In some countries, these bodies only have an equality body mandate for fighting discrimination and promoting equality. And in some countries, they form part of larger multi-mandate institutions, which also have the ombudsman function, the national preventive mechanism function, or, for instance, the National Human Rights Institution mandate, or the CRPD monitoring body for the Convention on Disabilities, like in, for instance, the case of the body of the Czech Republic. Now, while we are all diverse and different across the wider Europe, what does bring us together at the European level is fighting discrimination in our national contexts. But we come together at the European level to share our experiences, to build each other's capacities, and to formulate European policy and other answers which come from our direct practice from the local and national level. Now, this is what I'm here to do today as well. But also, just to tell you, I also work in an institution like this and have worked for almost 12 years now in Croatia as the deputy ombudswoman, also an institution which is an ombudsman, National Human Rights Institution, NPM, and so on, and I'm responsible for the non-discrimination equality body part of our work. And I can tell you, it is very interesting for me to be here because we have also had, just this year, the 10th anniversary of our Anti-Discrimination Act, and we've organized a conference looking at how effective we have been in implementing European-level obligations, but also international-level obligations, and doing it in our own national context. Now, the 10th anniversary is an appropriate moment to reflect on past success stories, but also challenges, and to examine the situation and see whether things can be even better. Now, of course, you will be speaking about the national context of the Czech Republic throughout this conference, but my role here is to speak more about the wider European context in which all our national contexts really happen in a way. Now, just last week, there was a conference on 25 years of ECRI, the European Commission Against Racism and Intolerance of the Council of Europe. And the question which was posed to us speaking on the panel was, are we winning or losing the struggle for equality across Europe? I will tell you today more or less what I said last week, but in shorter form because I want to say other things here today as well. In a way, we are losing, but in a way, we are also winning. How are we losing? Well, if we look at the current situation across Europe, we do see that we are in a time of increasing inequalities, where there is political discourse dividing societies. There is hostility towards particular societal groups. We are witnessing hate speech on the internet at a level which was unimaginable, for instance, 25 years ago. It seems now that everybody has something to say, but the things that are being said have a lot of hate in them. And this is truly worrying. But also, we are, in a way, also winning, and we should celebrate our achievements. And every time when you think, and fighting discrimination can get quite frustrating, that we're not doing any good work. We should remember that, yes, we are. At the national level, the good work that has been happening across Europe for a while now is anti-discrimination legislation and the establishment of equality bodies or the attribution of this mandate to existing independent institutions. Across the European Union, anti-discrimination legislation exists in all EU member states. Yes, some have gaps, some could potentially be wider, but we do have anti-discrimination legislation and we do have equality bodies. So yes, it's a mixture of both, but really importantly, there is the potential. There is the potential and the tools that we have to fight discrimination. The question is how we can use these tools even more effectively, including in courts. So let me just briefly also go through some important issues that have been happening in the past 10 years from the European Union legal perspective. And there has been new legislation at the EU level, like the Work-Life Balance Directive, the Freedom of Movement Directive, which gave also your institution another new mandate on the freedom of movement of workers or people coming from EU member states, the European Accessibility Act, the Transparency Pay Recommendation, and importantly for our institutions, the Commission has come forward with the Standards on Equality Bodies, an important document which, although not legally binding, does give a set of recommendations on the independence, effectiveness, and resources which need to be given to equality bodies in order for us to fulfill our potential. Now, some other actions, important actions, have been taken at the European level as well. For instance, against hate speech online, like the Code of Conduct and the engagement of large IT platforms, where one of the Czech NGOs is involved as a trusted flagger. The Diversity Charter is a successful project where private sector companies have been called to not only not discriminate their employers and the people in their chain, but also to go for positive things that they can do as the private sector, who also shares the responsibility, because it's not only governments, it's not only parliaments, it's all of us, but also importantly the private sector in their daily work. Now, of course, there are some issues that have not progressed at the European level, like the Women on Boards Directive and the Horizontal Directive, the directive which would make discrimination based on the grounds of religion, disability, age, and sexual orientation prohibited in EU law outside the field of work and employment. This has been the case for over 10 years now. But what is also good to know is that many governments, many parliaments, many member states decided to go beyond the EU level legal obligations. And so did the Czech Republic. So really, Czech Republic is an example of good practice of having all EU grounds protected beyond employment in your national legislation. I understand there are also discussions now on some issues like LGBT rights at the governmental level regarding the Gender Recognition Act, also in the Parliament on the Bill on Equality Marriage. But these are important national conversations to be had, much like the discussion on the ratification of the Istanbul Convention. Of course, these discussions at the national level are not easy. They're not. In Croatia, they were not. The whole story of ratifying the Istanbul Convention in my country was very heated, to put it mildly. But in the end, it was ratified. What will happen across Europe? Will the EU ratify the Istanbul Convention remains to be seen. But it's important to have an open mind and discuss using legal arguments, reading the text, and not buying onto fake news and fake arguments, sometimes made by people who haven't even read the text of the convention. So, there's important legal developments happening across Europe. There is some backsliding happening across Europe. But there is also something that I can tell you from the perspective of working in an equality body for almost 12 years now. Yes, it's good to ratify conventions. It's good to have recommendations to the member state coming from various international bodies. It's great to have your country adopt legislation. But actually, if implementation isn't happening, we haven't done anything. Or implementation really is key. Because it's not the documents, the international documents or legislation that changes the lives of people. If we want to change the lives of people, we need to implement the obligations that we have adopted. So I'm particularly glad the organizers of today's conference carefully introduced this concept of enforcing rights and access to justice perspective. And I'm looking forward to hear more about Czech case law and whether the Act lives in courts, the real-life stories which have been subject to court decisions, because that's what it's all about. In today's discussion, special attention will be paid to the important topics of costs and length of legal proceedings. Because if justice is not swift but takes a very, very long time, then we're not sending the message we should be sending in fighting discrimination. It does not work dissuasively. Shifting of the burden of proof, something which has been difficult in many courts in many countries and remains a challenge. Proportionality, the deterrent effect of sanctions, use of free legal aid, which is, of course, connected to fighting discrimination. Because if not everybody, and particularly those most disadvantaged, cannot access the legal system, then their right to equality is not going to be fulfilled. And, of course, the issue of underreporting. Unless the system is effective, people facing discrimination will not report because they're not seeing that it works. It needs to work, and then we'll have more people reporting discrimination. So in conclusion, in spite of a backlash we're witnessing in past years regarding human rights and equality, I firmly do believe that we are together on the right journey to fairness, which is the title of this conference. The principles of equality, non-discrimination, rule of law, and social justice are still key to all of us in all our societies. And the fact that this conference takes place in the House of Senate shows that the Senate is showing this message of shared European values of human dignity, equality, solidarity, and democracy. We cannot take equality as granted, and day by day we have to stand behind those whose rights are not being respected, those who have been left behind, because no one should be left behind. And this commitment requires passion in our work, wisdom, sometimes humor, innovation, strategic thinking, and empathy. I'm convinced that this conference will contain all these ingredients, and we will all leave this beautiful place refreshed, energetic, to keep on fighting discrimination. And last but not least, let me thank Mrs. Anna Shabatova and her team, and also and in particular Petr Polak, who has been a very valuable member of the Equinet Executive Board, but also his colleague, Veronika Bazalova, for all the good work that your team has been doing. We at Equinet surely do see it. We see that you are doing work which is sometimes difficult, always challenging, but ultimately crucially important and deeply rewarding, because that's the journey to equality and fairness. Thank you.